Hello, this is 5 minutes of the prophetess, the word of God, episode 2. Okay, so now we're talking about the word that God speaks, or the logos of God, the written word of God. And Hebrews 4:12, I've read the King James Version, and I'm now on the Amplified Version. So I said, for the word of God is quick. And we came to Amplified Version. Amplified Version says, for the word of God is alive. The word, every word that God speaks is alive. So every word God speaks is breathing. In my hand right now, and in your hand right now, if you have the Bible, you are holding a book that breathes. You are holding a book that sees, because living things can see. And that's when we come to verse 13. He talks about his eyes, that he has sight. Okay, that's why it's not it, but his. It gives personality to the word. Living things talk. So the word that you read will speak to you. That is why you are reading, but the word is also talking to you. It is talking to you. The word of God reproduces. Why do you think God gave you his word? God gives you his word. Remember, a sower went out to sow, isn't it? That is Matthew 13 and Luke 9. Talks about a sower who went out to sow. Why will I sow corn? Can I ask you that question? Why will you sow corn? Why will you sow mango? Because you want mangoes, more mangoes. When you sow one, you get a multiple of the same kind. Why will you sow berries? Because you want berries. Why would whatever you sow, you want to reap that same thing? So when the sower went out to sow the word of God, it means that he will reap the word of God. Anytime God gives you his word, it means he's expecting that he will reap the word. He will reap the word. And when you sow one, you will reap in multiples. So when he sows his word, God is expecting that you will reap the word. And the word will reproduce after his kind. So when the word of God talks about prosperity, when the word of God talks about holiness, when the word of God talks about deliverance, when the word of God talks about being safe, security, when the word, whatever the word talks to you about, God is expecting that as he puts that word in you, that word is going to reproduce after its kind. That word must reproduce that same thing within you. So if you are somebody who is sick, go for the word of God on healing. Because whatever you're going to sow is going to come in abundance. And the healing will be such that you yourself will receive healing, and you'll be able to minister healing to others. If your parents are sick, your mother is sick, your father is sick, your brother is sick, anybody close, your husband, your spouse, your child, it means that you can sow the word in this child's life, sow the word in this person's life. And what are you going to reap? I say, you are going to reap the word. It is going to reproduce after its kind, because it's alive. It's a living thing. Living things reproduce after their kind. So anyone who wants to prosper, go to the word. There's prosperity there. Feed on it. Eat it. Sow it. You are set for the reaping of the word. It's not possible that one will sow the word and not reap. It's not possible. Then it's because you didn't sow the right words. It means that you went for something religious. But if it's the word you're sowing, if you're sowing on success, you want to be successful. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. In every area of your life, you are going to reap multiple success, multiple of that. That is the thing about the word of God. But many people do not know this about the word. A lot of people don't know this about the word at all. We think when we go to church, we're going to church to just listen to something, come back. Some people don't even care about the word, you know. Anytime I go for Healing Jesus campaign with Bishop Doug, and I'm leading the people in prayer, and I'm teaching the people, I always say, don't come here thinking I just came for healing. You just pray for me and let me go. No. It doesn't work that way. It is the sowing of the word that is going to reproduce the healing. People do not know this. But today you know. And that's why you are going to sow the word of God in your life. You spend 1 hour with the word, reading the living word. Oh my God. Your life is changed forever. You are blessed by God.